Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for it is another day that the Lord has kept me. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are live on the air waiting to serve God's people. Let's talk about kingdom. You know, today we have a very special broadcast that we want to bring to you and introduce to some that God is using the men of God to come forth and to do what only God can do. Amen. I want to introduce him to you, but I want to lift up a word of prayer. And before he come forth, that you would open up your hearts and your mind to receive what God has to say. Amen. Well, Father, we just glorify you right now. And we give you the honor, we give you the praises, and we give you our lives, Father. But Father, as he come forth, Brother David, come forth, Lord God, that you would cause the people to soar in the things of the kingdom because of what you have given him to say. So, Father, we yield to your spirit, and we thank you that our hearts are open to hear straight from heaven. So in the master's mighty, marvelous name of Jesus, we pray and we say yes and amen. Amen. Well, again, I want to thank everyone. And I want to bring Brother David forth so that you can be blessed and graced with his presence. Amen. Brother David, are you here with us on the line?
Hi, this is Brother David. And I'd like to just give a thanks to God for allowing me this opportunity to share with you some of the words that he's provided in my heart to share to the kingdom. This is the day the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let me start off with a little prayer, and we'll move forward. Father God, we thank you that you give us the knowledge and wisdom and understanding to be able, Father God, to rightly discern the word of truth as it goes forward into the community. We ask you, Father God, to have each person's, Father God, be open to receive and open to believe your power, your truth, and your way, Father God. We thank you that you guide us in direction, direct us. And Father God, we ask you that I decrease and you increase. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, welcome. Today I'd like to be able to share with you some information, or I should say, knowledge and wisdom that God has given me to share with the world. We're going to talk about discovering oneself in Christ. For the word says, let us examine and probe our ways, and let us return to the Lord. Revelation 3:4. Realizing who we are intended to be in Christ. You know, George Bernard said that life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. And sometimes it seems that we don't get the opportunity to really understand who we are and the value of who we are. For life is amazing. And for all practical purposes, that's what our Father intended for it to be. However, for many of us, it's become hard to see life from this point of view. For some of us, the picture of life becomes tainted, distorted, and unpleasant. Happiness seems to slip through our fingers like running water under a faucet. I ask the question, why is it that it seems that some people are happy and others in life seem to lack of luster, excitement, and joy that one should feel? Well, maybe this lack of joy and excitement and contentment is due to how our society, or some would say the world, has conditioned us to know everything about everything else, a little about ourselves. And oh yes, the world does condition us every day. I'm reminded of a joke I heard when it said the two women were walking down the street and one noticed a compact on the sidewalk and leaned down to pick it up. She opened it, looked in the mirror and said, this person looks familiar. Interesting. Sometimes we don't even remember who we are as we just got through looking in the mirror, as the word would say. I'm also noted by a young lady who wrote in her blog, which was really interesting, about getting to know oneself. And she presented it in this way. She said that basically realizing who we really are is a basic part of our spiritual life. More we know of ourselves, the more excited our observation, exactly our observation will be of everything else. However, on the other hand, the less we think about ourselves, the more damaged our discernment will be, and less capable of being able to live into the fullness potential, since we were detained by the content and character that have been given to us by others. Others can formulate things in our heads that we forget about what God intended for us and what he formulated from the beginning of our birth, because we get so wrapped up in society and the way society sees things that we miss the mark of perfection, of really being able to mature. But self-knowledge takes us beyond mere information into this an exclusive thing called wisdom. Wisdom that can never be attained, no matter how intelligent we may be, if we remain ignorant about ourselves. It is important that we get to know ourselves. From a Chinese quote, it says that knowing others is intelligence. Knowing yourself is true wisdom. Self-knowledge takes us beyond mere information into the exclusive things called wisdom. Wisdom that can never be attained, no matter how intelligent we may be, if we remain ignorant about ourselves. This is important, that we cannot be ignorant to the devices that Satan brings before us. For we must learn that God gives us the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding, the ability of discernment. We spend too much time entertaining those things that others present to us and give value to that versus what the Word said, and to the point that we become judgmental. But Jesus addressed something similar to this in Matthew 7:3. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own? Only by becoming aware of and dealing with our own shortcomings, he says, we will be able to clearly see enough to help others. In other words, we got to get to know ourselves. Knowing ourselves opens the door to freedom. When we are ignorant of the belief system, the assumption, the behavior patterns that are operating within us, and that often mistakes us for being us, we remain captives to them, or in captivity to them, forgive me. Where we are unable to make wise decisions for ourselves, unable to overcome the self-limitations, and yes, we have a lot of self-limitations that may have been instilled in us, we're able to recognize them when we are manipulated by others who may consciously or unconsciously seek to activate our fears and prejudice for our own purposes. And we know that there's a lot of fear out there. And basically, this is the foundation of prejudice, because people are afraid of what they don't know. But many times, we don't know ourselves very well, because I said earlier, we spend so much time studying everything else about everyone else, everything else about how to prepare for ourselves and our future. We go to school, they condition us to prepare for our education. But yet, in the interaction of our peers and associates, we learn their information too, which is sometimes tainted by false teaching or just misunderstanding or poor information. And so we develop these unreasonable way of thinking because we operate out of these fears that someone has passed on. And Satan is the author of fear. As they would say, fear is the false evidence of things that appear real. So many times we see things in society that gives us those fearful emotions is based on these false teachings. But today I want to present to you, with the help of the Holy Spirit, three key aspects of gaining insight to understanding and improving ourselves. These three components are like the legs on a tripod. If they are positioned and balanced correctly, they can help us have a clear picture of who we are, who we should strive to become, where we desire to maintain continued passion for life, learning, and improving. And it's important that we stay students, or we should stay in student mode, because the more we're open for information, the more we can grow, the more we can mature, especially when it comes down to God's Word. When I was a younger person, pretty much church was just about going there as a social club, a gathering. No one really put the emphasis of really getting the teaching, even though the minister would deliver with passion and fury. But at the end of the day, the people that I associated with and the people I grew up with, they really didn't understand the word to that level. So therefore, it was just the right thing to do, go to church on Sunday. But in order for us to really get to know ourselves spiritually, as the word says, study show ourselves approved of man, correct, and discern the word of truth, we really need to understand God's word in its fullest capacity. For in many cases, as we strive to become who God intended for us to be, this becomes a distraction when we start dealing with other people, because, again, depending on the knowledge level they're at, this can lead you down the wrong path. So it's important that we learn to really know who we are in Christ. So again, in many cases, the image we have of ourselves comes out of distortion because we don't have the working tools to help us to create the clear image of who we are and who we are to become. Therefore, we become unbalanced. But these three components that I want to present to you will help create the image we really want. So we're going to look at knowing thyself, developing thyself, and loving thyself. And we will break this down into three series. Today I just want to discuss briefly the first leg of the pod, if you will. If you were looking at trying to get an image or a picture for yourself through a camera, you want this to be balanced so the picture doesn't come distorted. So we're going to look at getting to know thyself. God's word says in 1 Corinthians 11:28, but a man must examine himself, and in doing so, he is to eat of the bread and the drink of the cup. Revelation 3:40-66. Let us test and examine our ways and return to the Lord. You know, there was a play by William Shakespeare in Hamlet, and one of the actors said, "To thy own self be true." For the world, or social norm, teaches us to examine everything outside of ourselves, how we should look, how we should pose, and who we are to be in status and position, and beliefs in ourselves and our belief in others. Yet I don't recall many instances where individuals share with me how should we begin to know ourselves from the inside out, not the outside in. We understand that most of our emphasis is placed on external factors, our status in society, our clothes, our cars, our finances, our position in life, which, if not grounded with a strong spiritual foundation, can slip through our hands just like smoke. Thus, I discovered through my life journey that for many of us, we spend endless amount of time in developing those external factors. We want to appease the world and our worldly desires, spending little time on really understanding ourselves internally. Therefore, I like just to spend a few moments discussing why it's important to get to know yourself from an internal spiritual perspective. First, we should understand the value of who we are. If we don't realize that we have value, how can we understand our value? Considering the fact that God created us in his image and his purpose in mind. For Romans, it says in 11:26, for everything comes from him and exists by his power and is intended for his glory. All glory to him forevermore. In Acts 11:24-25, he is God who makes the world and everything in it. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. He doesn't live in a man-made temple, and human hands can't serve his needs, for he has no needs. He himself gives life, breath to everything, and he satisfies every need. I think about people today such as the founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates, who knew his ideal had value and knew that his ideal had value when it was conceived in his mind. But he proceeded to take those thoughts and turn it into a vision, and from that vision he brought it to the physical reality. This is what our God did with us. Took that from the spiritual realm and made a physical reality of what we know as humans, of being human. Where we are mind, body, and spirit. And each of these components align with the features what I like to call SEP: spiritual gifts, emotional qualities, unique abilities, and personality attributes. Most of the time we spend so much energy working on our body, especially when we're younger. Boys and girls can't stay out the mirror, cold storage, makeup stands, in the gym, any place that's going to build our external features. However, it's important for us to maintain one physical our physical status, building upon spiritual gifts, those emotional abilities, my own personality. This will help solidify why we maintain the physical attributes in order that we can fulfill the plan that God has intended for us. For the body is the house, and the spirit will make the home. And this is what we should try to do, is to build a home within ourselves, knowing every piece that exists with who we are as individuals from the inside out. But if we're not taught these things, if we're not given these tools to work with, we easily get misled. And I've seen through the course of time, through my military career, which I spent quite a few years in, watching people who had no clue who they were. And if you ask them who they were, they basically gave you what they do, not who they are. And unfortunately, that's not is not a fault of their own or a fault of my own. It's just the way we were conditioned by the world. To prepare externally, to prepare ourselves just to go through the motions of life. And then when life brings about those crises, those situations that seem to take you down those paths you don't want to go, or they just kind of, as life would do, show up, we don't know what to do. We fall into a panic. We fall into that classic line of fear. But God said he didn't give us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Again, if you look at that power, love, and a sound mind, those are all internal factors that we need, or attributes we need to build upon. For he gave us power, he gave it because of his son, who said he had all the power was given unto him in heaven and earth. When he said he gave us a sound mind, this is something we have to prepare, because how do you take care of the mind if no one is giving you the resources you need to build upon it? Yes, we get the academic piece of it all. As society helps us to go to college and learn this and learn that when it comes down to education. But God saw the mind as basically the field what we would work on. He even thought the mind was so important that he gave us the helmet of salvation, something that we had to protect the mind, because he knew that quite a few things. If you look at a big field and as the wind would blow things, or a tornado, what have you, many things could fall upon it. And some may be good and some may be bad. But he knew it was important to protect the mind. And so, and again, he didn't give us that spirit of fear. He gave us the spirit of faith. And I always like to say that faith is full assurance in the heavens. And that will get tested as he tested Job in the process, where Job had everything going for him. And then life brought about, as I like to say, that tornado, and left a lot of things that would affect anybody, I don't care who it is, from a mental point of view, a spiritual point of view, an emotional point of view. He lost his family. He lost his business. He lost his status. And it's always been said to have the patience of Job. But even if we really read the story of Job, Job was like typical human beings. He didn't curse God, but he was very frustrated. He couldn't understand it, because by his own account, he didn't see where he did anything majorly wrong. He sacrificed every day, and he went to God every day. But again, life will bring about those tests. And if your mind and spirit and emotions are not sound, again, like another tripod, if it's out of balance, you're pretty much going to be out of balance. So it's important that we strive every day to build upon who we are in God from the inside out, getting to know oneself. And there are pieces, as I like to say, that we need to look at. Because if God gives us spiritual gifts, he gives us those emotional qualities that will help us to be sound. And we need to understand about emotions, because emotions sometimes will mislead us too. They can be fickle. But when we get the soundness of God's word on how to deal with those emotions, we can put them in perspective. And that is through the Holy Spirit that will help us, aid us, and guide us. And not only does he help us in those emotional qualities, he helps us in our unique qualities or our unique ability, because each individual is given their own gift. And as we build upon that from the inside out, those spiritual gifts, those are unique attributes that he gives you through maybe some physical external ways of displaying them, the Holy Spirit will guide us to show us how to do and to utilize them appropriately. Another piece is that we have to build upon our personalities. Each person comes with something unique. I mean, when Jesus had his 12 disciples, They all were unique in their own display of their personality. Some was even known as Twins of Thunder. Some was known as Doubting. Some were known as aggressive in their personality. Paul surely was aggressive in his. But the Lord was able to fine-tune that when they became spiritually sound and they started to mature and they started developing ways that would help them to be what God intended for them to be. So it's not where we start that really matters. It's all about where we're going to end up. And God already got a plan for us that will allow us to be able to be what he intended to be and to be the best we can be. So on that note, we're going to close, but we're going to, again, begin this series to expand upon the three areas that we want to do: know thyself, develop thyself, and love thyself. I believe that God has given me this insight for me personally. It will help you to be able to understand the value of who you are from the inside out. Well, you won't allow external factors to control your internal stability, but you will allow those internal factors to cause you to maintain stability throughout the course of your time here on earth. I'd like to thank you, and I'm going to close out with a prayer and hope that this helped to give you some insight to where you can go and who you can be and have the best life that God intended for you to have. Father God, we just thank you for this word that you've given us. We ask that, Father God, it touch the hearts of many, giving them the opportunity to see, Father God, in the mirror what you see when you look at us through Jesus. Touch their heart, touch their mind, touch their spirit. Bless their families in ways, Father God, that only they know that you would want to be able to bless them that way. We ask you that you touch the world, the countries, the states, the cities, the communities, the neighborhoods, the family individuals. The individuals in each one of these entities will, Father God, be the difference that makes a difference, as Jesus did when he came and made a difference in our lives. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify your name for all you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Lord Jesus, what a powerful word. What a powerful word from the man of God. I am just so delighted and excited about what God is doing, talking about discovering oneself. Discovering oneself. That's something that you can just meditate on to improve yourself. But we do have a private line here today, but I do have two guest callers that called in. And we always leave room for the unexpected. So I'm going to open up the lines right quick just to see if either of my callers would like to say something to our speaker.
Yes, Brother Dave.
Yes.
That was a powerful message, and I received it, and I just can't wait to hear more. I have a question. Two questions, as a matter of fact. What is the gift of the Spirit? And the other question is that I thought was so profound when you said the body is a house and the Spirit makes it a home. Could you please just expound on that just a little bit? I really enjoyed it.
Well, you know, the body is what houses our spirit, and the spirit is like a good parent, or I'll be gender driven in the spirit, where the mother makes that home. You can have a home that's, for lack of another way of saying it, could be not painted. The roof is kind of compromised because maybe they didn't have the resources. When I lived in other countries, the house on the outside was muddy and basically very little to draw your attention to it outside and looking like it wasn't very well kept up. But when you go inside, that mother was in there taking care and making a home for it. And so you felt welcome. You felt appreciated. You felt valued. Well, the Holy Spirit helps us to feel appreciated and valued and help us to recognize who we really are, that we do have a home. We have a home that God designed from the beginning, and that his intention was for us to feel comfortable. That's what a home does. It helps you to feel comfortable. It helps you to feel relatable. It helps you to feel connected. It helps you to feel that you have value if you never walk out that door. Well, if no one ever saw anything outside of you, inside of you, there's where that spirit makes that home comfortable for you.
Amen. And the other question was gift of the spirit.
Well, from my perspective, the gifts of the spirit, as I mentioned earlier, they can be where sometimes people look at the external, they may be a pastor, a teacher, what have you. But I believe the gifts of the spirit is where it gives us that guidance. And a lot of times we spend so much energy entertaining other people's perspective of who we are, but the gift of the Spirit, which he said that he would give us a comforter, he would give us someone that would help guide us and aid us and assist us. That's how I see the gift of the Spirit, as being someone that comforts me, aids me, assists me, and directs me. I just have to have ears to hear. And I don't mean just all physical ears, but that is those internal ears that pay attention, really go about listening. And if we do that, that spirit can help us and it guide us in the other external gifts that we may have or that which people may see. For if you're a football player, it may guide us to know how to run a pulpit. If you're a teacher, it may help us to teach more effectively. If you're a pastor, it may help us to deliver the scriptures more effectively as well. So I think that's where I'm coming from, when at least that's how I felt about it when I think of the gift of the Spirit.
Okay, man of God, I really appreciate it, and I look forward to hearing from you next week. Thanks a lot, and may God bless you and keep you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Same here. Hello?
Okay.
I can't hear you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to commend Brother David for going forth with power, allowing God to use him. And just to add on for the question, the gift of the Spirit. In the scripture, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12:8-10, these gifts, as Brother David said, as you allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead, guide, and direct you, wisdom comes, the word of knowledge comes. Faith is increased. The gift of healing, you can operate in it. Miracles, prophecies, interpretation of tongues. Those are the actual gifts. And so, and it goes in a whole different realm because you know you're not able to do it yourself. So when Brother David is saying discover yourself, discover what gifts you have. Discover how God wants to use you. Discover where is you and not God. Amen. And so we're going to not go too deep with it, but again, we want to ask everyone to go tell somebody that the man of God is here every Tuesday, ready to pour into your spirit. Just keep yourself open so God can use you. Amen. Amen. And at this time, because we planned a short program today, we're going to end out. I think everything has been said. And as I always say, let's talk kingdom. So God bless everyone, and just know that God is bigger. And good night.
You're bigger than the thing, oh, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the thing, oh my, that could tear me apart.